Welcome back! It's only been one calendar year. Sports on Tap Northwest.
That was the joke of the night.
It is. And you know what this is? This is a first. Do you want to know why it's a first?
No.
We have one, two, three, four people on the mic.
Four
on the mic. Yours truly, Kyle Carter, the original OG, Matt Garl.
The second original OG.
Jordan Curtis.
Third original OG.
CJ Christopher James Ripley.
Fourth original OG.
And you're going to edit this with a bunch of sound effects?
Of course. So, we are here. 2018 Fantasy Football, Football and Chain, 12th annual, by the way.
12th?
Football and Chain Fantasy Draft.
That's the 12th?
The 12th.
Yeah, bro.
Ow.
This is year, what, three for you?
Two.
Year, what?
This is two. I got second in my first year.
Okay, Jordan, this is year number
this
one.
Is first year, new member.
New member.
Numero uno.
And by the way, Do you want to proclaim anything?
I have something to say.
Say something. Say something right
say
now.
Speak
to the mic.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to believe in something, and finally, I found something to believe in.
Talk to me.
And it's the Kansas City Chiefs.
Tell me why, bro.
I've always been fascinated by why people love their own teams. What's the story behind why you're a Cowboys fan, why you're a Broncos fan.
And we'll get there.
Probably not racist mascots, but whatever.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with that.
I know. That was purely a joke for laughs.
You're very rude.
I agree with you.
And I've always wanted to belong to a team and...
You belong,
dig into the football culture. And today is the day where...
Who is your team, bro?
The Chiefs.
The
Kansas City Chiefs.
Long history of winning.
I made a proclamation.
Have fun with that.
Yeah, well, guess what?
Oh.
He's made the proclamation before we go quadruple platinum.
I feel
AKA
like...
Tupac. AKA we go on to the Super Bowl. In the next 5 years, it's happening. Because of Patrick... Mahomeskis.
How about a sound effect for every Super Bowl trophy you won?
It's
the crickets. It's the cricket sound.
Yeah,
Patrick, I love that you've joined.
It feels good. It feels good. I'm part of something.
I love you.
Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt, Travis Kelce, Sammy Watkins.
Patrick Mahomeskis.
How do you feel about that?
I feel so super because I'm wearing a Travis Kelce jersey. Travis Kelce is literally face down in something right now.
Yes, he's
face down.
Yes, he is.
A box.
That dude is straight up murdering.
He's face down in a box.
Yeah. He's the man.
A big
box.
And
I got him in both my leagues.
Yeah, you do.
I got a jersey on.
Yeah, you do.
And I'm Travis Kelce.
I'm proud of you.
Forever and for always.
This could be a segue. Picked Kelce with his second round.
That was like on top of Kareem Hunt the first. He's going
sexually red. Yeah. So that's what's up. I'm happy to be here. This is my first podcast as a fan of a specific team instead of
and a first podcast as a football and chainer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm in the league now.
It's a double whammy.
Oh shit.
And it was a difficult draft for me to get through because there wasn't the other drafts that I've been in and the other leagues that I've been in have all been electronic.
So I can kind of tune out
in between rounds a little bit. Because I can't just sit there and cross names off a list like Jaw.
You calling out Jaw Beans?
Not Jaw.
No. Are you calling out Jaw Beans?
No, I meant Jaw.
Oh, y'all.
Y'all.
Not Jaw.
Jaw. But yeah, Jaw. What up, Jaw?
What's up, Jaw?
And Jaw is also someone who doesn't have somewhere to belong in terms of...
Well, he was in a league that we were in, and then he left because he just didn't care.
But now I'm in two leagues, and now I have a team outside of leagues. I guess if you ask me, really, am I a football fan now?
Are you?
Yes, I'm getting red zone this season. I've got a jersey on. I've got a hat on. I've got a team. I've got two fantasies. This is a special year for your boy. Get some.
Get some. Yeah. Let me ask you one more again. What's your team?
The Chiefs, bro.
Yes.
She points in. Yes. Yeah. All right.
Okay, so 12th annual
football
chain draft.
It's now my 12th, obviously, because I'm the commish.
Hashtag no one cares about your team, but should we do a...
Hold on. I want to talk... his second, his first, my 12th.
Dose.
Your 10th?
Yeah.
I'll say 10th.
I used to be a real estate agent in 2008 through 10, so I had no money.
And he gave it up for 2 years because
I had no money.
Real estate doesn't give the coin like it does nowadays.
Right.
Exactly. He decided to be a real estate agent in 2008. Let's just put it there.
I've seen the movie The Big Short.
One be buying homes in 2008.
You hear that? That's the sound of
except
the
except for Priest Holmes when he was crushed.
Fwah, fwah, fwah. Fwah, 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 fwah.
Okay, so should we do like a quick run through our teams and how you feel about your team?
I like it. Right quick.
So who goes first? Girl, you go first.
You want me to go first?
I see your team first.
I did. Okay.
Talk to me about it.
So I... Okay. I'm gonna go to a side note here.
I'm gonna go 1 through 15.
No, I know. I just told everybody to go quickly. I'm gonna go not quickly. Because I want to explain an emotional roller coaster that I've had.
Okay.
So I consider myself an NFL nerd. Like I read, I listen to podcasts all year round, like I nerd out on this stuff. I've come in last place 2 years in a row, and it's...
Oh, I'm so sorry, bro.
Oh, last place.
It hurt me.
I know.
I was even, like, getting in touch with you, like, bro.
I know.
This is not about to happen again.
Like, I rank it up there in my, like, top five, like, most emotional letdowns of my life.
Can I say something before you say something?
Okay.
Because, okay, we need to break a curse on the internet.
Oh, I know, okay.
We need to put this out into the ether, into the fantasy gods.
Stop talking. Let me just go, because I know what you're going to say.
And you're going to say it.
Yes.
Which will make it even better.
Kudos to anybody who's won a championship. If you have won, especially, I'm going to call out Kyle Tippin.
Yeah.
Two-time defending champion.
Well,
he's won three times.
He's won three.
You don't who's need the to other know three anything time about champ? Fantasy to win.
Who's the other three-time champ?
You are... Anyways, he's... Kyle Tippin, you are the man... You know what you're doing. It's
break that curse.
No, it's great for you. It's great for you.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
It's great for you.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
You're about to throw yourself in Omega territory. You better shut your mouth.
And I'll say this. So, segue. The last 2 years that I've gotten last, I loved my team. This year, I hate my team. So maybe that's...
No, you're going to do well.
Maybe that's good. Well. So, I had the first overall pick.
Because
I got to choose.
Todd Gurley.
Yeah, so I went rapid fire. There's 15 players. I went Gurley, T.Y. Hilton, Amari Cooper, Ajayi, Landry, Marshawn Lynch, Emmanuel Sanders, Matt Stafford, George Kittle, Marlon Mack, Denver Broncos, Michael Gallup, Tyler Eifert in the 13th round, Tywan Taylor, and then last but not least, kicker, Mason Crosby. Like I said, I don't...
How are you feeling?
Frustrating because it could go well, it could go really bad,
right.
Too.
Yeah.
Like T.Y. Hilton, my two overall pick, second overall pick, who knows if Flex back? If it's awesome. If it's not, then it's a bad pick. Same with Amari Cooper. Is he going to hit? We don't know. If he does, great.
You're hitting it.
And Ajayi, I've not liked Ajayi since Boise State.
But fourth round.
When it came out of my mouth, I vomited a little bit in my mouth, but I'll take it. Jarvis Landry, same thing. Like, could be good, could not be good. I don't know. Who knows?
And then you got the bless him.
Bless him.
Bless him.
Bless him.
That's a hot trending top.
So, other than that, I won't go through all that, but I think maybe Michael Gallup in the 12th could be a steal because he might lead that team.
I was about to take Gallup.
He might lead that team in receptions.
I like that pick.
As a Cowboys fan, that was a terrible pick.
Oh, how dare you?
Okay, we didn't get there, so, but let's break this curse while we're at it. 2 years ago, around this time. You were confident in your draft.
Yep.
You were not confident in the two-time champion.
I know. That's why. Hey, listen.
And then the next year was the very same. You were confident, and he was not. Or you were not confident in his draft. He won back-to-back. You got Omega back-to-back.
He's the best. I'm the worst.
He's the best.
He's very handsome. I'm not good-looking.
Right.
All of it.
All of it. And we're breaking that curse because you are a man for others, and you want him to do well.
A servant leader.
You gotta serve before you can lead.
That's right.
That's what they said on last season's Hard Knocks.
Shout out to Kyle. We say this every year. I think he needs to be called out every year, and I'd be remiss if I didn't. We have a live draft. It's awesome. If you don't do a live draft, you need to, because it's awesome. And Kyle does a great job hosting. He adds a new wrinkle every year. And this year he did the Wheel of Punishment.
Which was towards you. And the fact that you're giving me love makes me happy.
No.
Wheel of Punishment.
It's nothing that I don't deserve, because two times in last place is terrible.
But we did several Wheels of Punishment after you spun the Wheel of Punishment.
I feel like the Wheel of Punishment was intimidating this year.
Because
people were scared of the Wheel of Punishment.
They were, because, like, Kyle Phipps, I love you, but as soon as he was in the crosshairs of the Wheel of Punishment, he's like, I didn't say that!
Yeah. So what were some? What were some of the things that were on the Wheel of Punishment?
Okay, just name three or four. It was like, don't
shot.
You can't
shot.
If you try to draft a player who has already been drafted, that's Wheel of Punishment,
right?
If you ask who is that?
That is
Wheel of Punishment.
Uh huh. Talk to me.
What else? I think those are the two big.
Those are the big ones. And it was like, if you take more than your allotted time to pick, you take it.
Yep.
If you don't pay, and everybody paid.
We had a 2-minute timer this year.
How long was that draft? That was like 3 hours.
Yeah. Dude, that was actually a decently
short draft.
Short draft.
Was it?
It was, bro. Where did he go?
I don't know.
So CG just left us, and we don't know what's happening. We don't know if he's
coming. He's taking a whiz, I bet.
Okay.
Probably.
He's whizzing.
All right, am I going next?
Jordan. Jordan. This is your first ever draft in
our league. Do you have my team?
I got it right here, bro.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Well, I told everybody my strategy, and I would
you see it?
Yeah, I see it.
Okay.
And this is kind of more of a discussion point that I wanted to bring up, but everybody knows. What's the difference between strategy and tactics here?
Ooh, talk to me.
When you guys are coming into a draft like this, and this has nothing to do with my team, because my strategy was pick some players that I've played before.
Yep.
No, you
bless them.
You reclaimed your strategy several times. What is it? Draft with your
heart.
Heart.
Yes.
Not with your
brain. There's a difference. But when you come into a draft like this, in a league that you guys have either created or been in, you know the other guys. What's the strategy? You don't just sit down just willy-nilly.
No, you don't.
So what's the strategy here?
What's your strategy, bro?
My strategy was get some players that are on the Chiefs, get Aaron fucking Rodgers.
Yeah.
But this isn't even a strategy. That's not a strategy. My strategy is pick from the heart.
It is so true.
Yeah.
And he goes, I must love everything about your first three picks, right? You go Kareem Hunt, because I'm Kareeming all over the place. Travis Kelce, Aaron Rodgers. And then you went a little bit off the rails for a little bit.
Yeah.
But what I love about you is that you have conviction. You know what you want, and you do it, and I respect that.
Thank you.
And how much, and then while you might have gone Garcon, Jordy Nelson, you went Rex Burkhead in the sixth. And I was like,
that was a good pick.
Yes, please.
That was
amazing. And you don't know why that was amazing? Because I wanted him.
Really good
and then
pick.
He was like, I want him. He was so mad. It was a great pick.
Thanks, bros.
And then you finished your roster the way you wanted it, including another Chief in Sammy Watkins, which I love. Everything about it. Justin Tucker in the 14th or the 12th all day.
I'm a Chris Godwin truther.
Godwin and
did he take Godwin?
So he took Godwin in the ninth.
No, he didn't.
And
that was Tony.
Jackson.
That was Tony.
No.
That was Tony.
Oh, maybe my... Hey, listen. That's the... Maybe my...
I like Adrian Peterson, though.
Dude, I feel sexual.
I like that, Jordan.
Thanks.
I appreciate that. CJ, talk to me about your draft.
So, I picked the second pick because I wanted either Gurley or Le'Veon. I end up with Le'Veon. Le'Veon's hurt. Yeah, he's good.
And he has not reported to camp.
I don't care.
Didn't last.
But you know why you shouldn't care? Because
why is he always not reporting?
Because in the 13th round, you took the guy. You got James Conner.
I had to. I reached a little bit to get James Conner. I'll take one of those.
No
two.
Way. I don't.
Speaking
think
of, by the way, this guy does not have a defense. He's about to pick one up in the next.
I currently do not have a defense, but that's fine. I'll pick one up. I went Le'Veon Bell, Mike Evans, Stephon Diggs, two good receivers.
You passed over Lamar Miller there.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I took Lamar Miller in the fourth.
Right.
Chris Hogan in the fifth.
Yeah, I like that.
Hogan could be the league
leader. I like that.
I feel like Hogan's the money. The money pick.
Does everybody remember that I got presented this?
Tevin Coleman.
Okay.
Because Devontae Freeman's had multiple concussions lately.
Yep.
And if Devontae Freeman gets injured, Tevin Coleman's a league winner.
Loving it.
Michael Crabtree.
I mean, who else is going to catch passes on the Ravens?
Yeah.
Who else is going to pick? John Brown.
Bro, the next one is what I really liked.
Who's the next one?
James White.
Dude, I'm out on the Patriots. I'm just out on the whole Patriots thing.
Okay.
But that's opinion.
Well, because Rex Burkhead and Sony Michel are both injured right now. So he's the pass catching back on the Patriots.
Boynton.
Can you go wrong with the pass catching back on the Patriots?
When is Michel coming back?
I don't care. Because James White's the fucking pass catching back on the Patriots.
I'm not even going to censor this episode. I love it.
Let's Randall go. Cobb, just because he's the number two on the Packers.
They want to trade. But yes.
Yes.
And then Matt Ryan. Did you not get Geronimo?
Oh, I thought you wanted
him. No. I'll get him later. Don't worry about that.
We'll see.
Matt Ryan and Kirk Cousins, just because I wanted to get two quarterbacks. I went later on the quarterbacks than almost everybody else. I wanted to get two quarterbacks that I could switch back and forth on.
Okay, I just noticed something.
Have you guys tried these cinnamon sugar pretzels?
I have not.
No,
but
let me
point something out right now?
Have you tried these cinnamon sugar pretzels?
I just noticed. Hold on. I just noticed. I have not, but I feel you.
I feel like you around should. You.
I'm good.
No, I feel like you I'm should. Though.
Hold on. Over this podcast, can you present something to me right now?
Oh. Either way, I handcuffed James Conner with Le'Veon Bell. I got Corey Clement because JJ's got bone knees.
Okay.
I got Robbie Gould because no one on the 49ers can catch touchdown passes.
Yeah.
And I got Jack Doyle because Eric Ebron is a fucking
douchebag. Yeah, okay. So, I'm going to throw something out there. I'm gonna talk about our two-time back-to-back champion, three-time back-to-back champion, Kyle Tipton. This guy went hard on receivers. We have 15 to put on our roster. This dude went seven receivers deep.
He was 12, wasn't he?
He was 12.
Yeah, this is my life.
He went. Are we paying attention?
People? Yep.
No, he went seven receivers in a 15-man roster. He goes Julio,
Robert Woods,
Alshon Jeffrey, Devontae Parker, Alshon Jeffrey.
He took Mark Davis.
Cameron Meredith, Dez Bryant.
Yeah. He took both the Browns.
And Jeremy
did
Ross.
No, Matt Bryant.
To each their own on their strategy. And I love that he goes for what he wants.
He's a three-time champ.
I'm also going to talk about somebody who goes for what they want.
Knows what he wants.
Yours truly.
I feel like there's
Kyle Carter up in this piece.
I feel like there's no way.
I drafted 10th.
Tipton wins this year.
Are you ready? Okay. You need to.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You need to talk to the fantasy gods before you get cursed.
Yeah, forever. I feel like there's no way. Let's just write your name and then make it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So. You've already said it.
I feel like you need to take
CJ.
That back.
CJ, no, you've
I
already
feel like
said
you
it.
You need to take that back.
Okay.
You're in the
air. All right. I'm drafting 10th. I'm a little frustrated because
every
I drafted
year.
So late.
Every year.
Every year I draft late because I don't get. Okay. In my league, everyone picks a name out of a hat and then they get to choose 1 through 12, where they place themselves.
You took Thielen?
Jim Christmas. We'll get there. We are. I eventually. I was the second to last pick, so I went 10th in the first round, aka third in the second round, and snake it up. So I go Kamara, Devontae, Joe Mixon, and the. Think about it. Remaining receivers. Yes, I took Thielen.
You took Ingram.
Yes, I took Ingram in the fifth.
It's a good. It's a great, solid pick. I just don't remember.
My strategy was value.
Yeah.
Yep. You got Ingram and Kamara.
And Kamara. Oh, sorry. I got Ingram and Julian Edelman late for their value if I wait and I'm patient in the first 4 weeks to have Ingram and Julian Edelman in the eighth round, by the way.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. Like, if you were to ask me, would you rather have Alvin Kamara or Melvin Gordon, I'd say Kamara. If you say Alvin Kamara or Kareem Hunt, I'd probably say Kamara.
Yep.
Like...
In, for reals, though.
Saquon Barkley went, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You say Saquon Barkley or Alvin Kamara, I'm going to say Kamara.
Or Mark Ingram or Jamal Williams, I'd take Mark Ingram.
I mean, come on.
Well, yeah.
Give him a break. Give him a breather for 4 weeks.
Ingram or...
Jamal Williams. You're talking fifth round.
Kerryon Johnson. I'll take Mark Ingram.
Thank you. Yeah. So I'm going Kamara, Devontae Adams, Joe Mixon, Thielen, Ingram, first through five. And then this is where I jump
Patty,
for my guy.
Patty.
Mahomes, my homie.
He's your
rolling
homie.
Mahomes.
From your...
Mahomes slice.
Yep.
Patrick Mahomes. And nobody understand... Now, you brought this up earlier. You brought this up earlier in the draft. Like, I never drafted Chiefs in the draft. Because I'm a realist.
Well, they've had a checkered past.
And I'm a realist. I am all in on my boy,
I agree
Patty
with you.
Mahomes.
And as a Broncos fan, I'm terrified of Patrick Mahomes.
Thank you.
I think year one, there's an acclimation period that takes place for every quarterback. So year one, I think he's going to throw probably a lot of touchdowns. He's also going to throw a lot of interceptions.
Guess what else he's going to do?
And the Chiefs
run for 400-plus yards and at least five touchdowns on top of that.
And that
which has the... Tebow effect of adding the rushing and touch and rushing touchdowns
for fantasy.
On top of he's going to be way better passing. So that's why I love Patrick Mahomes.
Their defense
better passing than Alex Smith.
Hell yes,
year one.
Hell yes,
their defense is going to be
hell
garbage
yes.
though.
So we keep passing though.
Yeah. No,
for
that'll be really good.
Earlier tonight, my boy Jordan over there, who's being silent, being chill. My boy KC Chiefs over there.
Chill.
People are like, Kyle, what do you? Now you guys understand where I'm at with Patrick Mahomes, and I knew I was going to have to draft ahead of position for Patrick Mahomes with you guys, but everyone else was like, Kyle, what do you think about Patrick Mahomes? And I was like, great question, guys. I think he'll be okay.
He'll be all right.
He'll be okay, but you know what? He's going to throw a lot of interceptions, which he will, which is okay.
That's fine.
As long but as you know runs, what he's going to do?
Yeah.
He's going to ball out.
So
and he's going to be – bold prediction moment. Top six fantasy.
So after Patrick Mahomes, you went Walker and Edelman.
Yeah, I go
Delaney Walker.
I immediately go Delaney Walker for tight ends. Considering how many have gone by then, it was the top tight end available. Julian Edelman, amazing for round eight.
Sonny Michel, though.
Round seven.
To hear what you have to say about Sonny Michel.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy about Sonny Michel because technically, Sonny Michel could be better than James White and Burkhead combined.
For sure.
So he is a rookie who has been injured. I'll take the at this point.
Upside
with Michelle.
Ceiling.
And then I was bummed. I wanted Jacksonville's defense. It didn't come
you
to me.
You ended up in Rams.
And because
that's
I was going to wait 20, I was going to wait 20 picks, I needed the next defense.
I feel like Rams are number two defense at this point.
I love them. So I got LA Rams. I got Zerline. And then because I'm not super sold on Delaney Walker, I go Njoku.
And
then I got my four and five receivers are DJ Moore and Calvin Ridley, rookie wide receivers with a little rookie Ronald Jones.
Triple rook.
I did go triple rook.
You went triple rook.
I went quadruple rook with Sonny Michel. So I'm feeling good because I got high upside and easy dump for waiver wire.
That's true. Dumps. There's good value.
Easy, like, easy dumps are good.
Because when week two comes, you got to make a move.
I like easy dumps.
It's nice to have some.
I like easy dumps.
Oh, no, easy dumps all day. Okay, so
I feel like easy dumps are the best.
Easy dumps. So I feel like we've covered all four teams, right?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Quick thinking, CJ. Who wins the league? Who loses the league? Go.
No. Which team did I like? There was one team that I really liked. It was
my team, bro.
Team H.
That's Tony.
Hopkins, Thomas, Fitz. Three wide receivers. You're gonna get
zero points. Running back.
You're gonna get
points. No, but he got Kerryon and Peyton Barber late.
You're gonna get points
with Andrew
out of
Luck.
Those. You're gonna get points out of those guys.
Alex Collins.
You got Trey Burton at tight end. You got Eagles D. You got Chargers D. You got Saints D. I probably wouldn't have taken three D's.
He took three D's.
If I was that guy.
He took three D's.
But I like Hopkins, Thomas.
No, he only
Fitz,
took two D's, bro.
Collins,
he only took two D's.
Williams. Burton.
He only took two D's.
The first six are money.
All right, so I like that. Don't choose yourself. Pick a winner. You took Tony. Go.
I don't know. I like Scott's team. Scott Dickinson. Call him Dick.
Oh, Sunset Apollo's in the house.
Yeah, let's go Sunset. Sunset 01. Well, what? So his team is Saquon, AJ Green, LeSean McCoy, Cam Newton, Brandon Cooks, Corey Davis in the sixth.
Y'all.
He's really good.
Kyle Rudolph. Crowell, Keelan Cole.
I like Keelan Cole. Thing.
Yeah, that's good.
I do too.
Tyler Lockett in the 11th. Mm. Johnson Clay, Alex Smith, and Chris Boswell. I don't know. It's like nobody's super sexy, but I feel like the floor is super high with him. Like he's not getting last. I can guarantee that.
Yeah, feel you.
I'm not sure. About
and if somebody's gotten last few times in a row, that's important.
I'm not sure about Cooks and Davis. We'll see with those guys. I mean,
for sure. But if you're going to gamble,
those are high upside, low floor.
But if you're
going
to gamble, a fifth and sixth pick is not bad ones to gamble on.
For sure.
So
eight and Kyle. And LeSean McCoy.
No, unless he gets suspended, which I don't think he will. Kyle Kamish. Kyle Kamish.
Okay, so I'm feeling Jeff Olivas' draft a little bit.
Yeah,
he goes Antonio Brown.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeff Olivas or
Jeff Olivas? Yeah,
or Phil Collins.
Phil Collins is bastard child.
If we have anybody loyal listeners, the last year's draft we went on
you
and
know.
On and on. Yeah,
about Phil Collins.
He's got my backup running back.
We need an intro of Phil Collins.
He's got my backup running back.
He goes. He goes Antonio Brown, Rob Gronkowski, and then he still gets Devontae Freeman.
He's
as
got my
RB1.
Backup running back in Devontae Freeman.
And then he goes Cooks, Davis, Rudolph. Now, this is where he He goes Watson, which is our QB1, and he still gets Robinson and Hyde as his wide receiver two and running back two. And then Carson to back it up. So I'm feeling what Jeff Olivas is doing. He even gets late hookups with Galladay and Wilkins. And Bears D late. When you consider they just got Khalil Mack.
I know.
Like, he's got Bears in the 14th round.
Jeff
Olivas, I feel you, but guess what I'm doing at 9 p.m. tomorrow night?
Drafting.
I'm crushing you.
I'm not crushing you.
That's right. That's right.
So that's a good wrap-up of the...
That was a hot draft take.
Thank you. Jordan, do you have any, like, I want to get, before this guy to our Roski.
Oh, bros.
Like, is there anything that you are feeling on the rapid fire?
Oh, I've got a list of rapid fire. Do you want to get it on?
We
got
to get into it because this guy's about to go. I got to go.
You got to go now or do you want to do rapid fire?
Rapid fire right now.
I've got some.
Rapid fire right now.
All right. Here, take that joint.
Right now.
All right.
Yes. Talk to me.
CJ on the mic.
And then after you rapid fire, we're going to make division picks, wild card, division and conference
Super
picks,
Bowl.
And Super Bowl picks.
Okay.
And then our boy's gone, and then we'll finish this off.
All right.
Okay.
Jordan Curtis. So we'll go CJ first, girl second, Kat last.
Okay.
Everyone knows the rules.
I usually go first, so I'm down for this.
Okay. CJ first. All right. Ready, rock?
Yeah.
Sir? Coach you dislike the most, ooh, Nick Saban or Urban Meyer? Urban Meyer, bro? Yeah.
Yep.
Go.
I guess it's Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer.
Nick Saban.
Because of recent events.
It's easy. Yeah. It's easy to hate Nick Saban or Urban Meyer. Why are you going to hire and employ someone like that?
Yeah.
It's done.
That was top of mind for me because of Nick Saban getting all crusty last night.
Everybody
hates it. Super crusty. Yeah.
What was up with that? It's like, hey, Nick Saban, chill out and go check out your team.
Sit up. I like that.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Leading off of that question, best female sports analyst.
Ooh.
Jamel Hill. Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
Hashtag fired, by the way.
She got fired?
She got fired like last week.
Jamel Hill's my favorite. She did?
She's too up in that politicalness.
For one.
Okay, I got one for you.
Yeah.
Doris Burke.
Doris. I knew you were there.
I knew you did. Doris.
Hashtag Drake loves Doris Burke.
Doris Burke. But I just love Doris Burke.
I'll respect the Doris
Burke.
She's a
game analyst.
She is.
Even.
But you gotta know your stuff. She's one of the only reporters that Greg Popovich will actually give an interview to.
Doris Burke's one of my favorite former
men.
She's one of my favorite NBA
analysts. He's reversed. Like,
she's better than Jeff Van Gundy.
Ooh, nice.
I feel like Doris Burke's one of my favorites.
No, Doris Burke's got it. But, I mean, come on. Let's be real, guys.
Aaron Andrews.
Let's give her an ode to the OG. Oregon State Beaver OG 06-07 championship baseball ESPN team sideline analyst Aaron Andrews. Let's go.
She's nice.
Let's go.
I mean, come on, right?
All right. So you're going to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Sure.
You get hot wings or boneless wings?
Boneless.
And I get Asian zing and mango habanero.
I'll take it all.
Wow. Mango habanero.
I don't like hot. I don't like hot and
neither
spicy.
Neither do I.
So I go
boneless. Or chicken strips, or just straight up.
But
chicken
I'll do
strips.
Like honey barbecue, and I'll even go parmesan.
Are you doing bone in or boneless?
Boneless.
Everything they just said. Boneless.
Boneless.
Yeah.
No doubt. Boneless.
Hey, right. Can I do a quick story?
Yeah, bro.
My buddy Mike Logan.
Yeah.
Okay. He did the fire challenge. So you gotta eat 12 wings, bone in,
at B Wild Wings?
At Buffalo Wild Wings. Yeah.
The hottest of the hot.
The hottest of the hot. They made him sign a waiver.
Yeah.
Saying, if you die, we're not responsible for this. There was the Buffalo Wild Wings little, like, cardboard, whatever they give them to you in. It was swimming in hot sauce. And he got like 3 in. He was crying. He could not do anymore. And he had us try them. They're not tasty.
Yeah.
Do not try this.
Do not try this at home.
All right. He kind of deserves this.
Yeah.
Is not tasty.
You got 3 of
them. Go to Salvador Mali's. Yeah. Do the Great Balls of Fire. Yeah. Those are at least tasty. Easy.
Brian Trebian's done that one.
Those are at least tasty. Yeah. Do not do the hot wings at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay.
They are not good.
Next. All right. Doper series of films.
Oh.
I'm interested.
Avengers or X-Men?
Avengers.
Yeah.
But I do gotta give some love.
Avengers.
Yeah. But I gotta get love to X-Men because they've really turned it on late. They didn't have it early. They were kind of ahead of their game because they were ahead of Avengers.
They were the first. Yeah.
So I gotta give love where love is due. But Avengers got this.
For all. What was the turning point? When you were like Avengers.
Marvel turned the point. As soon as.
Mark, what do you mean?
As soon as Iron Man came on screen, it was over.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't call it that early, dude.
The first 3 X-Men didn't come close to the first Iron Man.
Ooh,
that's that's a hot take. I think I somewhat agree with it, but like, if there's any doubt, like I think it could have been a toss-up. But then you watch Infinity War, and you're like, this is amazing.
It's done.
So
Black Panther, Infinity War was.
I mean, come on,
next level. Come on, everything.
I feel like you can't have standalone. The only standalone X-Men is Wolverine, Logan, whatever you want to call
Logan.
It, and it ain't nothing compared to a standalone Marvel.
I feel like Captain America: Civil War knocked the shit out of it.
No doubt. High five with my boy over Captain America: Civil War.
That
friend, that wasn't even the best.
It solidified it.
When I saw Captain America: Civil War, I was like, "Oh, this is an Avengers movie."
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sweet. Okay, all right. Better sports film in like the realm of sports films. Okay, not your favorite, but like, what do you think it takes the cake as far as greatest?
Within what a year? What?
Or no, just like in the test of time, stands the test. Field of Dreams or Any Given Sunday?
Any Given Sunday. It's over.
Really?
Any Given Sunday.
In terms of sports movies.
Any Given Sunday.
Any Given Sunday or what?
Field of Dreams.
Ooh-wee.
Any Given
Sunday.
Listen, I love both. This is a toss-up for me because I love both. Because I'll tell you why. A Field of Dreams came out a lot, like 2 decades before Field of Dreams. They didn't have
one decade.
They didn't have. We should look that.
Sunday was like 2001.
And I would.
Field of Dreams. Was 91.
Late 90s.
80s.
Field of Dreams.
It might be 80s. Like Field of Dreams might be late 80s.
Okay. But anyways.
But I feel like in late 80s, you don't have the same creative license you do in the is
like. But like Field of Dreams couldn't have who's the head coach in Field of Dreams?
Kevin Costner.
Any Given Sunday.
Al Pacino,
bro. Oh my god.
You couldn't in the '80s be like, you couldn't have a head coach be like, we'll scratch and claw for every 89. Fucking inch. Yeah. Like you couldn't do that.
But in the it stands the test of time. What is a better sports
movie? By the way, they're 10 years apart. 99 to 89.
All right,
just saying.
Jamie Foxx.
I gotta go. Any Given Sunday.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. All right. Who do you think is like the coolest, most admirable, funnest Dallas Cowboy ever?
What? Let's let CJ go
funnest.
Yeah. I'll get
funnest, coolest. You're like, this is the Dallas Cowboy.
Should we go first or should you go first?
No. I'm going first.
Okay.
Michael Irvin.
Funnest.
Most. Definitely.
Yeah.
Because you could do a line of coke with him, or you could win a Super Bowl with him.
Boom.
That's all I gotta do.
Is he still on TV these days?
Of course
he is. Rockin'?
Yeah. Yep.
Which,
and you could, I feel like Michael Irvin could have fun with anybody.
Yeah.
I feel like Michael Irvin,
he'll yell at you if you don't have fun with you.
No. Because he's just ready to have a good time.
He's ready.
Michael Irvin's ready to have a good time.
For sure.
'90s, yeah.
Guaranteed.
All right, what do you think?
Who else you got? I mean, Jason Witten, you want to rupture a spleen together or and play an NFL game?
So, the funnest or the
person,
the person I want to hang out with the most.
I love him.
Michael Irvin, guaranteed.
Call me boring and call me the
Cole Beasley.
Paul
Beasley.
Beasley.
Can you just let me talk?
Like, come on.
Do it. Say it, bro.
The guy who I would probably be friends with and we'd be doing the friggin' hokey pokey and doing all kinds of board games because it's boring, but yet it's awesome. It's Jason Witten.
Big wood. Mine is going to...
Easy.
This is going to surprise you guys.
Easy.
Mine is Shrekman. I had 6 Troikman posters in my room one
time. Oh, 6.
Dude. And you're a Broncos fan.
Yep.
What happened?
I have a lot of family from Texas. I grew up with kind of my immediate family. I grew up in Colorado, so I'm a Broncos fan, but I have a lot of family in Texas, and so big Dallas influence. But Eggman's the man, kind of understated, but got the job done, won a bunch of Super Bowls. He was the man.
Okay.
I can see that.
Three? Huh? Did he win 3?
3. Yeah?
Yeah.
Where? Alright. Best linebacker in the 2000s.
Ooh. Ray Lewis. Done. It's over.
It's so painful.
It's over. It's over.
No doubt.
You can say Urlacher, but it's Ray Lewis.
Those are the two I was thinking about.
Yeah. Ray Lewis.
I go Ray Lewis.
Two. Yeah.
Yeah. Next
I'm saying lacquer, but whatever.
I like it. I like the way you work. All right. No dignity.
Yeah.
I like to bag it up.
He killed people, but he didn't murder them.
You know what I mean? He had deer antler spray, but no one cared.
There it is.
Boom. Nice. All right. Most underappreciated head coach
of all time?
20 years.
Football.
Ooh,
Tech Shrimp.
No, like, kidding. We're talking NFL?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Or NFL. College. NFL or college?
No.
No, just NFL.
Let's go NFL.
Jason Garrett.
Jesus Christ.
Really underrated.
Mostly because he hasn't won anything.
Underappreciated
coach.
That is not
my 20
answer.
Years.
It's not Jeff Fisher, yeah.
Mine is. This is a total homer pick, but I'm going to go with it anyway. Mike Shanahan.
Ooh.
Won a couple of Super Bowls.
Hold up. 20 years, bro.
The last 20 years.
Yeah, but he won the Super Bowls prior to the 20
years. Oh, last 20 years. Okay, so we're thinking.
No, but he's underappreciated.
He won in 97.
Years. I'm going to go ahead and go with Bill Belichick. 1 year
before the 20 years. So
Bill Belichick.
21.
So, like, so you're taking Redskins and last year Broncos?
For all?
No, I mean, I think he just won a couple.
Should we go last 30?
No, 30. It's Bill Belichick. People
underrated,
don't appreciate him enough.
Underappreciated. You know what? I'm going to agree with that. I'm going to agree with that.
100%.
No.
I'm going to agree with that. Because he's one of the greatest, and still no one respects it.
No.
Just like Tom Brady does. No one respects Tom Brady.
Because.
He's the greatest.
Because.
He is the greatest, and if you ever say anything different, you're a friggin' hater. Hey, let's deflate balls. Doesn't matter. He's still better than you.
Still,
period. End of story.
That's not my argument. Belichick's the best coach in football ever.
That's
and?
Not my argument.
Ever.
Because of Tom Brady.
Right, that's my argument. It's like
they
both of them are undervalued because no one can decide whether which one came first.
Who was better, Popovich or Tim Duncan?
Right, like what came first, chicken or the egg? No one knows. Who came
it's
first?
Belichick.
Belichick or Brady? No
it's
one
Belichick.
Knows.
No way, dude. Brady is way better.
But we're talking
Belichick.
About underappreciated, not overappreciated.
It's right. Belichick. All right. Next question.
Next.
All right, best French fry. Tater tots. No. At an establishment.
I got something, and I'm gonna hate. You're gonna hate me so much. But it's so current and it's so now, but I don't care because I love it so much. The Taco Bell nacho fry.
Gross.
The nacho fry is so good. Have you had it?
I went to Snowcap.
No, but for real,
though.
No, I know.
I know,
we have a place there.
A day ago, and it was delicious.
Fries. You're talking fries?
No, the tater tots were the
best. We're talking about fries, you idiot. Okay, fries?
Red Robin, bottomless.
Ooh. Oh, Clucks. Little Cluck and fries?
No, just fries.
I'm down with that. I'm giving you love.
No, that's a trump card right there.
Hey, for real though, like, have you guys had it? Have you had nacho fries?
Yes.
Have you had nacho fries?
No, I don't
you don't
to
know.
Talk about
have you had nacho fries? Talk to me when you do.
I've had
question.
It. I don't
Next
enjoy
question.
Them.
Next question.
Hey.
Next question.
No.
Next question.
All right. Who's better douche?
Oh, gosh.
Karl Malone or John
Stockton?
Karl Malone. John Stockton.
Oh. I'm going to give it to John Stockton because no one believes John Stockton to be a douche, and he needs to be called out for being a douche.
Why?
I kind of like John Stockton.
He is one of the dirtiest players that no one understands as dirty.
I kind of like...
He used to get on all fours. On all fours. Hands and knees. And tripped people in screens.
I feel like it was an arrow where that was
no.
all acceptable.
All fours, though. All fours.
How many times did you do that?
I kind of like
you do
John
it once,
Stockton.
You're done.
Karl Malone straight up assaulted Isaiah Thomas in the fucking playoffs. So I'm going to go with Karl Malone.
Karl Malone assaulted everyone, including Brian Grant. Jermaine O'Neal and the rest of everyone's
Wasn't
teammates.
There an underage thing going on too?
Oh, did he?
I think he
Come
might
on.
Have. Yeah. I don't want this on the internet. Maybe it's not on the internet now, but maybe.
I mean,
let's Google it later.
I feel like the correct answer is Karl Malone.
The correct answer is pick one. Right? Pick one.
All right. I wrote this one down. I wrote this one down, girl, when I thought you were going to roll out. All right.
Okay.
So you can answer this one if you want, but this is a little more specific to these other foods. So, not for any reason other than where you grew up, Rob. What is a cooler high school stadium? West Lynn High School Stadium or Lake Oswego High School Stadium?
Wait, what did you just say?
What is a cooler high school stadium?
Okay.
West Lynn
Why would he even know? Did you even play there?
That's what I told him. That's
all of our international listeners, we're sorry. You don't have any idea.
Everybody from Ghana.
I'm going to go with Lake Oswego.
Is it better? Worse or better? Well, he went to Westland, so.
That's what I'm saying. All right. Lame question.
No. Next question, please.
Best comedy in the last 5 years.
Great question.
Ooh. That's a good one.
Great question. I can't even think.
I can. I'll start.
What about Anchorman? What is Anchorman?
No, that's not. That's not.
5 years.
Days ago. 5 years. So tell me toppers.
Neighbors.
Great one.
That's a great one.
Is my number one. But you could. There's.
Can we go 10?
All right, 10 years. Sure.
Anchorman.
It's past 10. That's
like. No way. What? It's got to be recently. That's the thing. It's like, and the answer to the question is in the proof is in the pudding. You can't even think of a comedy in the last 5 years. Like Baywatch.
No. Baywatch? Why would you even say that?
What year do you think Anchorman came out in?
Dude, 2012, 13, 14.
2008.
4 or 6.
You guys are way 2004.
I'm going to say 6.
2004.
It's 2004?
Yeah.
So it doesn't count.
I know. It just is amazing to me.
All right. That's too hard. Too hard a question. All right, here we go. Better actor. That's stupid. Denzel in Training Day?
Oh, that's the answer.
Or that's Ethan Hawke in Training Day.
Denzel. Are you kidding me?
Come on.
All right, you like spaghetti or lasagna?
Ooh, dude, spaghetti meatballs?
Yeah.
Or spaghetti meatballs.
Spaghetti meat sauce? Yeah, meat sauce. Or meatballs.
Spaghetti meatballs.
Or lasagna.
Sure.
Yeah. Spaghetti meatballs. Faux show.
Garo. Bro.
Spaghetti meatballs?
Spaghetti.
Or lasagna.
Spaghetti.
Alright. What's Wedding Crashers?
Ooh, that's a great one.
Role Models, I Love You Man, and Wedding Crashers.
Oh, I Love You Man's good.
Oh my gosh, Role Models is so underappreciated.
Wedding Crashers.
Wedding Crashers and Role Models are like
Hot Route.
Yeah.
Red 7.
Oh,
what does that mean?
Step Brothers. Hot Route. The last 10 years.
Step Brothers last 10 years?
Step Brothers.
That's it then.
It's 2008.
All right, last one. This was the movies.
Go.
Ready? Everyone's ready?
Yeah.
Which is better? Lord of the Rings Two Towers?
Oh my god.
What? Go. Or Lord of the Rings The Return of the King?
Ooh.
Who gives a shit?
That's what I say!
Are you serious?
Fuck it. You know what's better? Nothing to Lose, Shawshank Redemption, Eat a Dick, Two Towers, and Lord of the Rings. Hey, Frodo, suck on this.
I'm gonna go with B.
Two Towers.
Yep.
Two Towers, bro.
Ooh, Bridesmaid of 2011.
Alright, before this mofo goes, we're going picks. We're going divisions first. AFC North, go. Patriots.
No. Patriots aren't in the AFC North, so I'm gonna go.
AFC North! Sorry!
Pittsburgh Steelers.
AFC
North.
Steelers! Go.
Steelers, bro.
Steelers?
I mean, of course.
Steelers.
I don't participate in this one.
Patriots.
I don't participate in this
Patriots.
One. Patriots, bro.
Yeah, it's
Bills. Don't be dumb.
Bills. Stop.
CJ's saying Bills because he loves Josh Allen's cock.
Go. Patriots.
Patriots.
I'm going
AFC
Patriots also.
South.
Ooh. Jacksonville.
Ooh.
Texans.
Woo!
Texans, bro.
Oh, heavens. Jacksonville. AFC West, I'll start. Chargers.
Chiefs.
Chargers.
Woo! AFC Wild Card is...
Chargers and Jaguars.
Non-division winners that we just talked about.
Chargers and Jaguars.
But you said Chiefs. Okay, Chargers and Jaguars. Okay.
I say Tennessee and Houston.
I hope to God the Chiefs and...
Their defense better step up.
Yeah, I know. They're god-awful.
Eric Berry better be fucking healthy.
Well, his Achilles is about to snap.
I want to see Broncos.
About to snap in half. We're going to go... Texans and Chiefs.
Texans and Chiefs. So I like
the Texans and Chiefs. I love it. Dude, I don't know you guys. Yeah,
it's all good. You do know who's going to the AFC Championship, and then who goes to the Super Bowl?
Two teams in the AFC Championship.
Two teams, and then go Super Bowl.
Steelers and Patriots.
I feel like who goes to the Super Bowl? We're going right at
Patriots.
Okay.
I feel like the last 3 years we've done this, I've picked Patriots and Steelers in the AFC Championship game.
And?
I've probably picked the Steelers 2 out of 3 years.
Okay.
I'll go Patriots.
And?
You can't bet against the Patriots.
So, with who are they beating?
So, I think it's Patriots in Pittsburgh.
And they're...
And I think Pittsburgh goes.
Okay. I'm going Patriots... I want to say Pittsburgh, but let's be different. I'm going to say Chargers. Chargers-Patriots with an automatic Patriots.
Yeah.
With Patriots going to the ship. Jordan.
Yeah, dude.
That.
Exactly.
Got it. Perfect.
Chiefs okay. Browns.
Chilling.
So we got Patriots-Patriots, Steelers.
Patriots.
Who is... making it, who are the wild cards in the NFC?
We need to pick division winners.
Go ahead. So NFC East.
Kyle.
NFC East.
Kyle's first.
Okay. I'm going to be a little bit of a surprise. I'm going to go to the New York Giants.
Ooh.
NFC East.
Ooh-wee.
I'm going to New York Giants.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's Philadelphia. I mean...
Okay.
You won it last year. I don't think they've gotten any weaker.
Okay.
Oh, that was a chair, not me.
Okay. Sounds like he farted.
Yeah.
Cowboys.
Oh, he's taking his boys. Okay, Jordan.
Oh, dude, Chiefs, bro. Where was that? That was the other.
That's the best answer I've heard all night.
How about the defending Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles?
Chiefs.
Yeah, those Eagles are tight.
Cowboys
are Giants, Redskins,
Eagles. Who is Deshaun Jackson playing for?
Tampa Bay, another division.
Stay Cowboys.
Okay, so he made his pick.
But I really love Deshaun.
NFC Jackson. South. I'm gonna go. Is this me again?
Yeah, it's you.
Oh, man.
Unless you're not ready.
I want to say Falcons, but I'm going to say Saints.
Yeah, I go Saints. You can't TBB? Bet against. You can't bet against Drew Brees.
TBB?
What's TBB?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, bro.
I'm going to go Falcons.
You got it? Saints?
Yeah, Saints.
We're not going to get it. NFC North. I mean, please stay healthy, Aaron Rodgers, because it's you. Packers.
You think that easy. I think Vikings, man.
If he's healthy, it's him.
Vikings.
If he's not, it's the Vikings.
I think the defense in the Vikings
way is so good.
Okay. West.
The Vikings.
You guys go first this time.
Gosh, this one's hard. I think it's a Rams.
Yeah.
It's Rams.
I'll go Rams.
I want to say Rams real bad.
It's 49ers.
I'm going to say Rams.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So I'll go NFC Championship. And I'm going to go... this is probably the toughest.
This is so hard,
NFC
it's,
ever.
It's a freaking toss-up. Absolutely. Like, I think...
I'm going to go... Oh, my Lord. Saints-Packers.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I think you took the words right out of my mouth. Because it's like a freaking... To me, it's a toss-up. You've got Saints, Vikings, and Packers, which are all in the top three. But then it's like... Any of these other teams can jump up and bite them. But I'll go same thing. Saints-Packers, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go Rams-Saints.
Okay, I'm going to go because I want to see it. I want Packers.
Yeah.
Packers?
It's Tom Brady's like at that Tom Brady effect.
I would
it's
love
like
it.
You can't bet
it would be
him.
So awesome.
He's so good.
Go ahead.
I think the Saints are going to make it to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Drew Brees.
So you got Saints-Patriots, Packers-Patriots,
Packers-Patriots.
Your Super Bowl champions.
Patriots.
Patriots over Saints.
Packers.
Over
Patriots. Over Patriots. I mean, I gotta go.
I can't bet against Tom Brady. Patriots over Packers.
Yeah, I think this is Tom Brady's curse.
Swan song. Yeah. Swan song? Okay.
Swan song.
Oh, hashtag Swan song.
Love the NFL.
I hate the NFL. But
you love it. Don't give me that. Oh, we Tom grew Brady's. Up on the NFL. We were around it. We Tecmo Bowl the NFL to death. Hey.
So I delivered to that guy.
The cards.
So what happens is they sell.
Tell the audience what's about to happen.
So
I'm out.
Instead of buying boxes of cards now, listen to this. Instead of buying boxes of sports cards now, you buy teams.
Like right? sets?
You buy
team sets.
Teams. So like 5 or 6 sure, or 7 whatever. People
okay, got it.
Will buy into it and okay. and you go to YouTube channel and you see somebody open a box of cards for you and you get all of the cards from that team.
Are you shit? Are you
what? Because boxes are like $160 now.
I know, we bought one together. 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I know.
So what you do now is you go to a YouTube channel and you buy a team. And you get all the cards from that team.
That's ridiculous.
Isn't that crazy?
I buy the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
Or that's what I would buy.
The guy that I deliver to does a lot of basketball. So people are buying a lot of Warriors.
Do you talk that to makes
him?
Sense.
Do you deliver it and talk to him?
Yeah.
Is there a card guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
Well, we're I like, talked to him the other day like for the first time.
Our growing up,
yeah,
oh, birthday yeah. Or Christmas, it was yeah. like
it was always
all like, we want of is course. Cards.
Maybe 5 boxes of cards.
Me and Beckett in some cards.
Yeah, exactly.
How often does Beckett come out? Once a month.
Tight. Hey, before we let Garl go, let's say a hi ho, I love you, and good luck. Where are you traveling to tomorrow?
The Midwest.
Where in the Midwest?
Glorious state of Indiana. Indiana, Illinois. Okay.
Ooh.
Mr. Hoosier over here.
Don't forget your windbreaker, bro. You're going to Chicago.
He's going to Chicago, yeah, and I hope you stay nice and warm.
I heard summers in Chicago are nice, though.
Yeah, all right. It will be 80s and chance of rain. So
and wind, bro.
80s and a chance of awesome, more like.
Right on.
We appreciate you staying extra, and yeah. we love you.
Love you, bro. Each and every one of you so much. Much love.
Football and Chainers will respect that you are here with us right now. What do you have to say to Football and Chainers out there? And Sports on Tap peeps.
Yeah. I just want to say that everybody's the best and I'm the worst. And I'm trying to break a curse. You guys are all going to finish in first
Too
place.
Straight.
Oh my
goodness. He is again. Changing the wah like it's nobody's business.
I think that I respect everybody in the league so much. I respect all of their football intelligence mm-hmm. so much. Because I don't know anything. I don't know anything. I'm the worst. I don't know anything. I don't know up from down. I don't know left from right. I don't know anything.
And
so,
yet.
That's why I'm last. The last 2 years.
We love you.
So, Elfine.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.